You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky together here. Buck, it's the studio, man. I haven't been here in so long. I almost need directions to figure out how to get around in here. But it's nice to be back in the friendly confines of NFL Media Group. You were going to join me. We're going to like bring the forces together. But then LA did an LA thing, and you get traffic, you get an accident, and you're back.
So it's not only an accident, it's like a major accident where you had a car overturned in the middle of the 405. So they shut down the freeway. So when I'm texting Nabil, this is before I even know that it's shut down. I just know it's an accident, completely shut down, wasn't opening. So it worked out. They were able to do it off home cam and you being in the studio, but I got a chance to be in the podcast studio yesterday. So we kind of get the shared experience.
Yeah, we're ships passing in the night here. That's all right, though. We're going to have a little bit of a shorter show today, and I'll just full transparency. And don't be jealous, but I'm going to go watch the Padres in the NLCS today, so I got to get back down to San Diego for that, Buck. I know if you knew that. I don't know if you knew the Dodgers lost. They're out, by the way. They're no longer playing.
I didn't know that, but I don't even know who they're playing. Who they're playing? The Phillies? I don't even know who's left. Who's left?
The fighting Colleen Wolfs. She hasn't heard from me, but she will, assuming the Padres actually win. We'll see what happens. If not, I'll be really quiet. You know me.
I am noticing a trend when it comes to the baseball stuff. I'm noticing that all the teams that did poorly during the regular season are the ones that are still playing because they played those extra games. And so maybe they got hot. So maybe it is value in finishing down near the bottom so you can play a bunch of games and get your rhythm going while Mookie.
You know what's funny?
Everybody's taking time.
I was thinking about this the other day. I believe it was last year the Dodgers were a wild card because they lost the division to the Giants. And I don't remember anybody saying it was some huge advantage for the Dodgers having the wild card. But then it's funny, you know, the Dodgers win the division and now it's like, whoa, these wild card teams. I mean,
it's a different playoff format.
Five days. It's not like they took 2 weeks off.
No. It's a different format. It's just a different format. two best out of three, best out of five, best out of seven, different format. I'm not saying that's why they lost. I'm just saying, like, there's something to being in the toilet bowl and working your way out of it.
You know what they say about excuses, Buck. It's not for this podcast.
There's no excuses.
You know what that saying is. All right, here's what we're doing today. We're going to talk about that Monday night game, which was not easy on the eyes, I guess would be a nice way to say it, between the Broncos and the Chargers. The Chargers eke out a win in overtime. We'll hit on that one. We're also going to talk about Tariq Woolen, who has been unbelievable this year. Let's go back in the time machine. Talk about what we thought of him coming out through the draft process. The same with Justin Jefferson. You've got a great article out on some rugged running backs. We're going to hit on that, as well as a quick preview of the Saints-Cardinals Thursday night matchup that's coming up on Amazon Prime Video. So let's start off what you saw last night. I don't know how much of it you got to see, Buck. Calling that game was ugly. But I want to preface that by saying the Chargers won, and you got to win some of these ugly games. Me and Money were talking about that on the broadcast. But I came away from that. My biggest takeaway from that, not Russell Wilson and how bad that was in the second half. My biggest takeaway was the Denver Broncos defense I think it might be the best defense in the NFL. I'm not hyperbole. From everybody I've seen this year, it's the best defense I've seen this year in person by far.
And the crazy thing about it is they're wasting the defense. They're wasting the performance. The defense has held everyone under 20 points. And they cannot get a dub. It is unbelievable when you look at it. And I'll say this, DJ, in a way, they're doing it without, like, significant star power. Like, when you look at their team, like, yeah, Bradley Chubb was a top pick. Pastor Tan was a top pick.
The corner and the safety are special.
Really? But, man, these dudes are just getting after it. And they're able to kind of play and get up the pass and then give their new defense coordinator, Elijah Evero, credit. Like, he's found a way to kind of make it work. I know he is a Vic Fangio, Brandon Staley kind of disciple, where he kind of knows how to do the Vic Fangio stuff. But this stuff is working. Like, they're doing a really good job. They were able to get after it. And I'll say this, going on the other side with the Chargers, I always admire when coaches can make decisions without having to worry about what the bottom line was. Brandon Staley's decision to sit down J.C. Jackson, that doesn't happen often. Some people just kind of live with the big money player messing up. Nope, sitting him down, to me, I believe he'll earn some respect from his guys inside the locker room. Because if we always stand in front of the room and talk about best players play and we're about performance and it's a meritocracy and those things, if you don't make decisions based on those things, you lose your guys. And so I give him credit. I don't know why or what J.C. Jackson was doing to mess it up, but he sat him down and said, like, it wasn't up to the standard. I can appreciate that.
Yeah, he's been bad all year, Buck. And in that game last night, it was 10-0 courtesy of J.C. Jackson. I mean, he has a big penalty. He has a busted coverage. Really, the touchdown to the tight ends, cover three, he vacates the third, and Dulcich is wide open for a touchdown. He gives up the huge chunk play. I believe it was third and 15, third and 16. He's playing with a shot clock in his head. Something we always talk about in scouting. You know, you gotta play, you gotta stay plastered, play through the down. But it's almost like the assumption of, oh, the ball should be gone. And he just kind of, he's dead. He goes dead. And just disappointing. That's the cover three play right there where he just completely vacates. But yeah, he gave up 10 points on his own. And then after they made that switch, Mike Davis played great in the second half, and the Broncos couldn't do anything. I want to read you a text I got from a Broncos fan who's a good buddy of mine, goes to a bunch of Broncos games up there as well as here in LA. Again, I thought this was fascinating. This is man on the street stuff, Buck. This is a text I get in overtime. Two first round picks, two second round picks, two players, $235 million, and we run the ball twice in overtime. What does that tell you about Russell Wilson? I was like, that's a good point. That's a good point. What do you say?
I'll say this, because everyone has been taking Nathaniel Hackett to task, right? But at some point, coaches tell you exactly how they feel about a player based on how they call the game. And they've tried this thing, and he got raked over the coals the first week when he didn't give Russell an opportunity to make the play on fourth down. And then he has tried to open up the playbook. He's tried to do this thing with Russell. But I think you and I talked about it. Russell Wilson has never been a rhythm and timing thrower. He's never been one to take the snap, one, two, three, ball is out. His best plays and the plays that he made consistently in Seattle were improvised plays, plays where he fled the pocket, either forced or intentionally to extend plays and to take these scramble tosses and shots to DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, and before that, Doug Baldwin and others. Well, now you have Nathaniel Hackett trying to put an offense in that wants to run on schedule, but the quarterback doesn't throw on time. And so you just have wide receivers and the quarterback out of sync, and a lot of it is just due to playing style. And so until they're able to kind of find that middle ground where Nathaniel Hackett can call the game the way that he wants to call the game, and he can help Russell play to the level that we've seen him play at by maybe putting him on the move or maybe doing some other things. Look, I think this is just be a hodgepodge unit for the entire season. And at some point, Nathaniel Hackett is going to have to make a decision. He's going to have to stand in front of the team and say, this is how we got to play to win games. And he can't worry about whose feelings he hurts, because ultimately he is on the hot seat. He needs to start winning some of these games.
Yeah, I mean, this is something. If the Russell Wilson thing doesn't work out, if he's just simply not good enough, you're talking about setting your franchise back, I don't know, a decade, maybe?
Oh, man. Oh, so much capital they gave up.
Yeah.
And not only that, the capital you gave up in the draft, but now you're tied to them for at least
another. Financially, you're stuck, and then you got no picks.
Man, just so such a
– Not good. It's crazy. Anyways, the Chargers win. Second game in a row they've won without Justin Herbert throwing for 240 yards. You've got, you know, no Corey Lindsey, who didn't play in this game. And if you look at Corey Lindsey in the lineup, out of the lineup, they can't run the ball when he's not in there. It's too big of a hole. He's so good working up to the second level. He's kind of the key to their run game, especially with Slater out. So him not playing, Keenan Allen not playing, obviously Joey Bosa still gone. This team has got the Seattle Seahawks at home next week. They win that one. They go into their bye at 5-2. And you have to believe coming out of the bye, if not this next week, you're going to have Keenan Allen back. Bosa should be back soon thereafter. This is the way it works right now in a 17-game season. You got to just get in the dance and be healthy as you go into the postseason. So the Chargers, I think, have to feel good about where they are right now. An ugly win, but they'll take it nonetheless. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Tariq Woolen and Justin Jefferson, two guys that are having phenomenal seasons. We'll do that right after this.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant. Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cancer screening can help prevent and detect a number of cancers early, which often means less intense and more successful treatment. If you don't know where you can get screened, the NFL and the American Cancer Society can help. Visit NFL.com/crucialcatch or text CATCH to 635-635 to find your local cancer screening center and additional screening resources. All right, Buck, let's get in the Wayback Machine here and look at Tariq Woolen. Coming into last year's draft, this is the big corner out of UTSA. Going back and looking up his combine numbers, and it's ridiculous. You remember the show that he put on, 6.041, 205 pounds. He ran 4.26. This is somebody, when I go back through my notes, he's a former wide receiver turned DB. I thought he was fluid. I thought he was able to build speed. Hit 22.45 miles per hour at the Senior Bowl, which is absurd in terms of the speed. Thought he had toughness. But thought there were some missed tackles there, and I wrote down there limited opportunities. He didn't get a lot of opportunities to make plays on the ball, and I am absolutely kicking myself. This dude has 4 picks. He's got height, weight, speed. You see toughness in there, and then the knock on him is, oh, he didn't get any opportunities. Well, that's not his fault. I mean, that's poor. That's poor on my end.
No, it was really hard, though, because when you looked at Tariq, he was a bit of a straight-line athlete. And so when you're trying to project guys that are 6'4", 200 plus pounds against guys that are smaller, that can move around, they look different. So when you put Tariq Woolen beside a nickelback, a little guy who's like 5'8", the footwork looks different. You don't look as smooth or fluid as athletic. However, that side is coveted on the perimeter because so many of the wideouts that are dominating the game are just basically big boy guys on the outside, catching the fade ball, moving people off the run. They know all the subtle tactics to create space without getting OPIs. And so you need someone that's a bigger, supersized corner to be able to handle that presence on the outside. Tariq Woolen has exceeded expectations. He's been able to do that. 4 interceptions, a ton of tackles, being around the ball. This guy's playing really, really good football.
No, he's been excellent. 5th round pick is going to end up being the steal this entire draft. Well done by Schneider and Pete Carroll. Excellent job by those guys plucking him out. All right, let's get to Justin Jefferson. I like looking at some of the rookies. I look at some of the younger players in the league. Obviously, we know what Justin Jefferson's already one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver in the NFL. He's got 46 for 654 and 2 touches already. 654 yards, Bucks. Ridiculous. What do you think the key was in his success? I know we talked about this in the past, but I think it's always good to go back and remember what we said about him before the draft.
Well, what you say about him is he was the most polished of them all in terms of running routes, being able to do a variety of different things, playing multiple positions, and the football IQ that was off the charts. All that stuff plays in his favor. But what really has played in his favor has been Kevin O'Connell making a concerted effort to get him the ball. He's clearly the number one, but, man, they just feel like they can just take advantage of all of these things that he's able to do, and they're crushing people with these pick routes and crossers and deep overs. It has really been fun to watch. He's a nightmare. He's a nightmare to defend.
I feel like, you know, you've talked in the past about kind of that Shanahan run scheme and that you get that magic when you get that scheme, which has been – able to make everybody a star. But when you get a special talent and put him in that scheme, then you end up getting the Terrell Davis, you know, type performance. You get something that's just above and beyond. And now you're seeing with this kind of McVay offshoot offense that Kevin O'Connell is running and how, you know, receiver and passer friendly that offense is, but you drop an elite player in that, and now we're seeing it go to a whole new level.
Yeah, it goes to a whole new level. It's completely different. It's completely different how you have to defend it. You're trying to figure out, do I take the player away? Do I worry about the plays? Like, what's more important? What's more valuable? It's tough. You have Golden coming in kind of you just have so many different things that are working for them. Because I've talked about Kevin O'Connell, the offense and all that stuff, and the defense is playing well. Kirk Cousins is not turning the ball over, playing well on the big stage. A lot of positive vibes about the team. I think you got to be excited about what Justin Jefferson doing, what his teammates are doing.
Those two guys are absolutely having phenomenal years, Tariq Woolen and Justin Jefferson. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to look at the 5 most rugged running backs in the NFL. It's an article that Bucky has posted. We're going to hit on that right after this.
You go into your shower feeling tired, But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
And I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah,
it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking rugged running backs here, Buck, and this is something that you've put out there. I'd be curious to see how you came up with the list, and who are these guys?
I came up with the list because after watching Damian Pierce run roughshod over the Jaguars a week ago and watching Cal Brandt, just go absolutely crazy. Morning football. I was like, well, I need something. I don't have the angry specter. I don't have angry runs, but we can do something. So we talked about the rugged runners, the guys that you don't want to face in the hole, the guys that are big, fast, and physical. And so the list is what you would think. Derrick Henry at number one because of two-time rushing champion, the way that he tilts the field in their favor. He certainly deserves to be on there. And then you start thinking about some of the other guys. Nick Chubb being a physical force, having over 400 yards after contact, running through arm tackles in the second level, being able to take it the distance when he gets there. He's deserving of being number two. At three, to me, it was tough because I had Josh Jacobs and I had Saquon Barkley. Josh Jacobs is more of the rugged perimeter runner that you would see get out on the edges and break away. I never saw that from the Raiders, but then you just kind of look at how Josh McDaniels is doing it and it's coming along. And then for the Giants, Saquon Barkley's been everything. They're giving him the ball, let him get on the edges. He's toting the rock. He's shown the competitive stamina that you want to see. He's shown the fight and the grit and determination. He has been terrific. And then five, I would say the originator of the idea, the guy that started me along this path, Texans running back Damian Pierce. When you watch him play, he has nothing. I mean, nothing around him, but he is slamming it up in there, downhill, 26 carries for 96 yards against us. He just great player, you know, and just really finding a way to kind of find his spot in a scheme that really works to his talents. That's what we always talk about. Like, it's one thing to say, hey, this player is a fourth round pick. It's another thing to say, no, this is a great pick because he really fits how they want to play.
Yeah, no doubt. He popped the long one in the Charger game I was at as well. So he not only has that toughness and that ruggedness, has some speed as well. The only one I would add to this list, which is a phenomenal list, and you can find that at NFL.com. He's unfortunately got hurt. Javonte Williams, your North Carolina Tar Heel. He'd be up there in that top three if not for the injury that he suffered. He's a rugged, rugged dude. I want to remind everybody, we've got the Saints and the Cardinals coming up on Thursday Night Football. That's 8:15 p.m. Eastern on Prime Video. You can also follow it on NFL Plus. Hopefully we get some touchdowns in that one. It's been rough Thursday nights the last couple weeks. We're due for a good one, so we're going to get a sneaky good game there. I firmly believe that. Bucky, knock this NFL Plus read out of the park right now.
NFL Plus is the league's new exclusive video streaming subscription service. NFL Plus has your game day covered with live, local, and primetime regular season and postseason games right on your phone or tablet. NFL Plus is available in the NFL app and at NFL.com. Subscription plans start at just $4.99 a month. Fans can visit plus.nfl.com and sign up for a free trial of NFL Plus today.
That's just smooth. That's just smooth as silk right there. Nicely done, Buck. You can find more Move the Six content on the NFL's YouTube. You can find NFL.com, the NFL channel, the NFL app. If you want to watch the Padre game with Bucky, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts, he's having a big party, big viewing party over there. So you can go hang out with Buck. I'm going to head down to the stadium and see if we can't take care of the Fighting Colleen Wolfs here tonight. Anything else to add, Buck?
If you come, just know. Yeah, I got something to add. We won't have the volume up. Got our rings tonight here, so we can't hear the TV. So we're trying to figure out what's going on just by looking.
Yeah, so those Mickey Mouse rings, can you eat them? Is it like a lollipop ring, like one of those that we had as kids for that 60-game little fun season you guys had? Anyways, that's going to do it for us. I'm heading out of here. Appreciate you guys hanging with us. Thanks for listening to Move the Sticks.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.